Well, today we are talking with Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Beth, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you today?
Well, good. We were kind of joking a little bit before we started here on air this morning that since the last time we've talked, not a whole lot has changed dramatically here locally. And I guess in the grand scheme of things, that's probably a good thing.
That is a good thing. Right now, quiet is good. We're thankful for that.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of experience dealing with these types of pandemics. How do we gauge when we're really kind of truly making progress, both, you know, in real numbers and also mentally as we move forward?
You know, and I think that that's been a topic of debate on all of the governor's press conferences, too. A lot of people question why she's maybe opening up things, and we're seeing all these numbers come in and that sort of thing. But we're also doing a lot of testing of people, so we should expect to see those high numbers in when we are testing. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we're reporting information up locally to regional levels that goes up to the state. And that's how Governor Reynolds is making a lot of her decisions on some of these openings that she's started to kind of sort of open things back up this past week. And next week, we expect to see that a little more, too.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny when you look to assess how things are going. It's really difficult to put a baseline on it. We don't have really any experience at all in this kind of a thing in our generation now. And when you look at what's happened and where we started and where we've come since then, I know with the social media thing, everybody likes to criticize out there blindly on social media, move aside from that. But realistically, when you take a step back and look at things, we've made tremendous progress.
Yeah, we absolutely have. And we've learned so much about this disease and our response to this disease and what we need to do moving forward and how we can do that responsibly. Our future may look quite different than what we're used to. It might be some time before we're able to feel things back normal again. And as you and I have talked, it's going to be a new normal, and we're going to have to figure out how to adjust to that and, you know, respect some of those decisions and, you know, just get used to wearing a mask and maybe having your temperature taken when you walk in places. And it's just going to be a bit of a new normal for a while.
You know, but it'll be a little different for everybody, won't it? I mean, when you think about it, there are some people that are, you know, it's going to be a while before they feel comfortable not wearing a mask. Going to be a little while before some folks feel comfortable maybe going out to some of these locations, even though they might be opening. While the governor and other officials may have said, well, we need to close these things down, they're not saying you now have to go back out and enjoy these things because they're open again.
Exactly. And that's a great thing to point out that, you know, if you are in that high risk category, we really do recommend that you keep staying home. And when you can't, try and keep as much physical distance between you and other people out in the community. Wear a mask if you can to try and protect yourself. Of course, practice good hygiene whenever you can. If you don't have a sink to wash hands, carry hand sanitizer with you. But you're right. A lot of people just aren't going to feel comfortable for a while, and that's okay. There's a lot of programs and services and individuals willing to help those individuals get items they might need to stay home. But, you know, for the rest of the population, if you're going out, be smart about it. You know, she is loosening up some of those guidelines, and we can go out and start to enjoy restaurants and those sorts of things with our family again. But we do all need to be smart about it, you know, if we're comfortable going out or, you know, and we're not, and we need to stay home.
Well, we've seen, of course, in the last week and a half now, some restaurants and retail locations opening up with limitations on the number of folks that are allowed to enjoy at one particular time. Recently here, we've seen things like, for example, dental offices be able to reopen again. And that's more person-to-person contact. And then we're going to soon, probably down the road, see more things as we keep moving forward that are going to require more, you know, person-to-person contact, where we won't be able to keep in necessarily six-foot distance all the time. So we're getting into an important time period, aren't we?
We certainly are. And, you know, like you said, we'll find out what she does with the rest of kind of those businesses that she's held closed, such as salons, where you would be in close contact with someone. We'll probably see, you know, answers for next week, what she plans to do. As we know, that proclamation is probably going to, you know, it is over on the 15th. So we do expect to hear some new guidance from her probably early next week. But there probably are going to be some guidelines still. You know, we're not just going to have those be open and, you know, business back to normal. Maybe you have to wear a face mask while you get your hair cut, or maybe they only allow so many individuals in the salon at a time and those sorts of things. So I don't think it'll just be totally open on the 15th. I do think we'll continue to have some of these rules and regulations in place and monitoring systems as we kind of ease back into our new normal.
Sure. Beth, from your perspective, how do you monitor these things locally?
Locally, you know, we've tried to be in contact with the businesses, you know, utilizing the chamber or reaching out to businesses. Our public health nurse, Linda Edelman, has done a lot of that, calling businesses, seeing if they need anything. We have a handful of cloth masks that we've been able to distribute to businesses or individuals that are requesting those to try and keep themselves and employees healthy. So utilizing those outlets and you know, we always are getting calls from businesses too, you know, saying, hey, I want to do this. How does that sound? And we love to answer those questions. We love to brainstorm with you. You know, we're happy to take those calls and questions. So that's really the biggest way we've been managing it, is just trying to reach out to those businesses that are still operating or plan to open back up and help meet their needs and see what they need to be able to be successful, and making sure they understand the guidance too, and you know, what social distancing means in their store, and what are some things that you should have in place, you know, to try and keep your customers and your staff as healthy as possible.
Well, and we've seen already with restaurants who've been able to open up here for about a week or so now that some of them have and some haven't. Some are still just doing carry-out, take-out type things yet. It's, you know, just because they can doesn't mean they feel like maybe necessarily they're ready to yet, and everybody's kind of taking it on their own schedule.
And that's very true, and that's what we've seen both sides of it. Some have said, nope, we're going to stay closed, and others have said, nope, we're going to be totally open. We're going to go by the 50% capacity. We're going to space tables out. And we're happy to meet businesses wherever they are. We just want to support whatever decision they do make. And, you know, they can make that decision, and then we can make sure that they are following those guidelines. And, you know, like I said, get them the support that they might need to be successful in whatever decision they choose to make.
Sure. Beth, we've seen the season move through here into May now, where, you know, a lot of folks like to start thinking about travel. Maybe they already have some of those summer vacation plans that they had set months and months and months ago. Air travel is what it is nowadays. It's pretty sparse, and not a lot of folks are doing much of that, even though it is very inexpensive right now. But I'm hearing things like RV sales going up. You know, a lot of people planning, you know, shorter trips, car trips, things like that. Do you see that being a trend?
It certainly could be. Governor Reynolds did open campgrounds again, but keep in mind, when you're out and about, you might not be able to do everything that you wanted to do while you're camping. A lot of the playgrounds for kids and that sort of things are closed. The shelter facilities like picnic tables are closed. The bathhouses are closed. So you might be able to go camp if you have a camper, you know, that you can shower and bathe in and that sort of thing. And you're right. More people might just decide to stay local and take local trips. You know, air travel, it's probably not recommended at this time. But, you know, I mean, like you said, the plane tickets are cheap, and, you know, people are getting antsy at home and wanting to to go out and try new things. But we are so fortunate here to have a lot of great, you know, day destinations and day trips that you could take just locally with your family too. We're very fortunate to have lots of trips like that that families could make if they aren't able to go on their normal summer vacation. Because you're right, it could look quite different for people, especially depending on what state you were maybe planning to travel to.
Yeah, you bet. Well, the testing continues, correct? We're still doing tests all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. But still, is it still just the one case here in Cass County at the latest count?
Yes. We have not had any more since that one case. And goodness, that was probably almost a month ago or over a month ago at this point that we did have that case. The individuals recovered, and we're very thankful for that. And But we still have to have our guard up. I mean, if you look at it, a lot of the reports coming around from counties surrounding us, we're continuing to see the case counts rise in the counties around us. So, you know, there still is widespread in the state of Iowa. Maybe we're not seeing that locally here yet, but it only takes, you know, a couple individuals to travel to some of those hot spots and bring it back. So we still have to have our guard up.
So realistically right now, it's just live our day-to-day lives the way we want to, being smart about it and doing some of the things that we've learned here in the last few months.
Right now, yes. You know, we have that flexibility to do that. I'm thankful that we haven't really seen that spread as many other counties have, but be smart about it. If you are going to be out and about, you know, clean your hands often. Avoid touching your face and your mouth. Try and keep that physical distance as much as you can from other individuals. If you have a cloth mask or a face covering, wear one. And if you don't feel well, please find somebody else to go out and get your groceries or any of your other needs for you. It's really those basics that we just need to keep following.
Yeah, from a public health standpoint, it's got to make you feel pretty good when it seems like on a daily basis we hear about folks that might be more fortunate than others who are donating funds, who are helping out different causes and things. People helping people.
Yes, absolutely. And we've seen so much of that here in Cass County. We are just blessed with wonderful folks here. And you really see those you know, individuals wanting to come out and help their neighbors, help family and friends in these times. And it makes me really thankful to live in a small community and just see all that outpouring of support that many people have felt over the past 6 or 8 weeks.
Great. Beth, thank you so much for your time and your assistance.